It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow.
You're right.
It's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
That's what I hear.
Are you going to watch it?
No.
You don't have the 2 minutes to spare to watch it?
What time is it?
I think it's like, I don't know, six? I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
I'm going up to dinner with friends. I'm serious.
Maybe it'll be on.
It might be. I'm not even sure where we're going.
Blink and you'll miss it, though, so pay attention.
Okay.
So anyways, I thought that today, in honor of the Kentucky Derby, we would talk about its official drink, which is the mint julep.
Mint julep, okay.
Are you a fan of the mint juleps?
I'm not sure I've ever had a mint julep.
I don't know that I've ever had one either.
I'm willing to try, though.
So mint juleps consist primarily of bourbon, sugar water, crushed or shaved ice, and fresh mint. The term julep is generally defined as a sweet drink, particularly one that's used as a vehicle for medicine.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Are they issuing medicine at the Derby?
They are not. Although deeply connected to the American South, the julep actually originated in the Middle East.
Oh.
The julep was an Arabian drink made of rose petals and water. It was first made for princesses there and quickly gained popularity as a health elixir.
Oh.
Yeah. Once the julep made its way to the Mediterranean, the mint replaced the rose petals as the herb of choice.
Mm.
So English juleps, as opposed to our American mint juleps, were primarily medicinal, lightly alcoholic, just a little bit alcoholic.
Just enough.
And often contained camphor. They were prescribed for things like stomach problems and sore throats, and it was used almost strictly as medicine for centuries.
Really?
It migrated across the Atlantic with early European settlers making their way to America, along with an herb prized for its medicinal qualities, which is mint.
Mint, yeah. It's good for you.
Early settlers combined rum or brandy with sweetened water and mint to create the drink. But as America gained its independence in the 1700s, the types of popular spirits began to change. Bourbon began to take hold as a popular spirit, particularly in the South.
Hello.
By the 1800s, bourbon replaced rum as the primary spirit for the julep, and the modern cocktail was born.
All right.
The earliest known mentions come from 1770. Kentucky Senator Henry Clay is credited as the bourbon mint julep's founding father. He introduced the drink to Washington, D.C. at the Round Robin Bar in the famous Willard Hotel during his residence in the city, and that increased its popularity.
Oh.
Clay's love of the mint julep is well documented. His diary even includes his favorite recipe.
You're kidding.
For the drink.
Does your diary include any recipes? Is that where you put recipes in your diary?
Back in the day, maybe you did. I guess you did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I love the mint julep.
So mint juleps.
Here's how you make it.
Mint juleps have been served at Churchill Downs, the home of the Kentucky Derby, since the track was built in 1875. Legend has it that mint was even planted at the track specifically for the juleps.
Really?
But it didn't become the official drink until the 1930s when Churchill Downs started serving it in souvenir julep cups, which it ordered for the first time in 1937. So each year, more than 125,000 mint juleps are enjoyed by fans over the two-day period of Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby weekend at Churchill Downs. That's a feat that requires more than 10,000 bottles of Kentucky bourbon, 2,250 pounds of freshly harvested mint, and 475,000 pounds of ice.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Well, hope they're ready.
Since 2006, Churchill Downs has also served an extra premium custom-made mint julep for the low, low price of $1,000 each.
$1,000.
Yes.
And tip, be sure to tip.
These mint juleps are served in gold-plated cups with silver straws and are made from a special Woodford Reserve small batch bourbon.
I see.
Mint imported from Ireland, spring water ice cubes from the Bavarian Alps, and sugar from Australia. And the proceeds are used to support charitable causes dedicated to retired racehorses.
Oh.
So at least it's for charity.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah, that's right. In May of 2008, Churchill Downs unveiled the world's largest mint julep glass. The 6-foot-tall glass was constructed from FDA food-grade acrylic, heated and molded into the shape of an official 2008 Derby glass. It had a capacity of 206 gallons and distributed the mint juleps at the Derby with an elaborate pumping system concealed within the straw in the drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very well.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. You picked out a record to go along with the mint julep, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play the song One Mint Julep
by
Ray Charles.
I see what you did there. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, Ray Charles, One Mint Julep. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about mint juleps. Because the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow.
Sometimes it's just that simple.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Juleps were originally medicinal.
Mint juleps have been served at Churchill Downs since the track was built in 1875.
And every year, more than 125,000 mint juleps are enjoyed by fans at the Kentucky Derby.
And how many of those $1,000 ones do they sell that you mentioned?
I don't
know.
I think there's like a limited number of those available.
Yeah, I would think so. Do you really think when they say, because you said it comes, the mint leaves come from Ireland.
Would you know?
You don't think they're mixed in with the regular mint leaves they got from
right, and
Kroger?
And the, what was it, the Bavarian, ice cubes from the Bavarian Alps? I mean.
Yeah, I think they're probably from the ice machine down the hall.
Right?
I mean, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can tell your friends what you want, but.
I don't know how you prove all that.
I'm so skeptical.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about mint juleps here. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
That's right. Plus, you can watch this unfold every day on Facebook, Facebook Live, and we archive the footage up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when new material is published there. Now, there was a rumor you're going to be down at the corner of Browncroft and Creek Street serving mint juleps.
Yes.
The ride home, is that true?
Yeah, right. I wish, right?
Not for drivers, just for passengers.
Right, of course, of course.
No, that's not true.
I think you need, is that legal? I don't know. I think you need some kind of permit for that. I'm not sure. Like a lemonade stand, except mint juleps.
Yes, exactly. Not so good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
And you've picked your horse. It's
journalism. I think is the one I'm going to go with.
Okay. Journalism's not that strong these days, but we'll see how it goes. All right, thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Have a happy weekend. Traffic, weather, those things and more coming up. Plus, you can text us in studio anytime at 222-4000.